Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't just love their family. They lead their family. Yes, you know I'm going to repeat that one. I said real men don't just love their family, they lead their family. Guys, this week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to ask you something. What do you wish or want most for your children? What do you wish or want most for your children? For them to be happy, maybe have good health, be safe, be prosperous, self-sufficient, to live a long life free of unnecessary pain and suffering. Or maybe even give you some grandchildren. But as a Christian man, let's get serious. Is that really what you desire most for your children? Is it really? Now, I don't know about you, but yes, I want all of those things for my children as well, even more. But what I want most for my children is for them to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. My mother passed away in 2019 on Thanksgiving Day. She was only 67 years old when she passed. But almost a decade prior to that, she almost died. I remember that day, my sister called me. I was in my car driving home from a speaking engagement, and she told me to call the hospital and ask to speak to my mom because it might be the last time she ever heard my voice on this side of eternity. Now, the news was too much for me to handle, so I pulled my car over to the side of the road, and I started to cry. Then I cried out to God, and then I got myself together. Then I called the hospital, they connected me to my mom, and I told my mom about my crying episode and how I was crying out to God. Then I told my mom that God revealed something in my heart to me, and I suddenly went from being sad to being jealous of her. Now my mom, who was crying too, asked me in amazement. She said, "Joseph, why are you jealous of me?" And I told her, I said, "Ma, you were a teenage mother at the age of 16 when you had me, and you had 2 children by the age of 17. No husband, and both of your parents were gone by the time you reached the age of 27. And you battled with alcohol and depression. And you're only now in your 50s. But in spite of all of that, you managed to raise and introduce both your children to Christ, who both now love Christ and have chosen to serve God and others, one as a doctor and the other as an educator and discipler of men. I said, Mom, your job is done. Mission accomplished. I know God will say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, I told her I'm jealous because I hope to live long enough to see my own children make that same choice, to make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, and to spend the rest of their lives serving Him and sharing Him with others. I said, Mom, I'm so jealous of you right now. What more could you ask for from God? Guys, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I'm asking you, what more could you ask for from God for your children? One of the most common questions I get asked by mature, strong men of God is, Dr. Joe, what is the best way to lead my family to Christ? Well, that question always pulls at my heart because I know how they feel. And that's what I want to talk to you about this week. However, there's some good news and some bad news when it comes to leading our family members to Christ. Now, the good news is that God desires our children to be saved. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, so even when he is old, he will not depart from it. 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4 says, this is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people, including our family, to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should teach repentance. Now, that's good news for our families, especially our children. But the bad news is, not every child will choose to be saved, including yours and including mine. And that's what terrifies us most as dads, right? What if after our best efforts, our children choose not to follow God or choose to follow some false god or other religion? Now, if that was the case, then what would it matter how happy or healthy our kids were, how long they lived, or how much money they made? Because Matthew 16:26 tells us, what will it profit our children if they gain the whole world only to lose their soul? So given the fact that our family's choices are out of our hands, there are still some important things that we can do as fathers, as parents, that can at least increase the chances of our children choosing Christ for themselves. And here's seven of them. First, remember you're responsible to your children, not for their decisions. Oh, let me say that again. I say you're responsible to your children, not for their decisions. Think about Adam and Eve. God did his job and he gave them boundaries, but they were responsible for their choices. So don't take too much credit or give yourself too much blame for your children's choices. Think about it. God was the perfect father, the perfect parent. Look how his kids turned out. Just be faithful to God. Be faithful to your family and trust God in responding to their choices. Number two, be an example, not an excuse. In other words, when it comes to your walk with God, don't be a hypocrite. Be an example, not an excuse. Don't expect your family to follow your lead if you're not following Christ. Be an example of a man who is following Christ, not an excuse of a man how not to follow Christ. Be God confident in telling your family to follow me as I follow him. Be a man of integrity. You know, I tell my children, both my son and my daughter, who are now young adults, I tell them, speak as I speak, listen as I listen, act the way I do, seek God the way I seek him, serve others the way you see me serve them, love others the way you see me love people, submit to God the way you see me submit to God, humble yourself the way you see me humble myself, seek his face the way I seek him, pray the way I pray, fall down the way I fall, and get up and accept responsibility the way that I do it. Forgive others the way you see me forgive them. Work the way you see me work. Treat people the way you see me treat them. Pursue God the way you see me pursue him. Obey him the way you see me obey him. In other words, my children, my son and my daughter, be you, but do me. Don't just share Jesus with them. Be Jesus in front of them. Here's number three. Make your life demand an explanation. Let me say that again. Make your life demand an explanation in how you respond to the pain, the suffering, the losses, the disappointments, the fears and discouragement, the failures in life that you go through. Don't hide it from your children. Let your children watch how you go through all of that. In fact, try to call attention to it. Because when you do, they're going to demand an explanation if you're following Christ. I remember when my mom passed, like I told you, in 2019 on Thanksgiving Day. 2 weeks later, I did a podcast episode. I'm sure some of my friends and maybe some of you out there listening were thinking, how could he possibly lose his mom 2 weeks ago and do a podcast episode on it? How can he deal with that? How does he deal with that? How will he deal with that going forward? Well, just watch. And when they ask you how you're doing this and your life demands an explanation, then give them the reason for your hope. Show them God in the middle of all of it. Make sure that your life demands an explanation so he can be glorified. Here's number four. Make God believable to your children, to your family. Make him believable. Share your experience with God with your children. Share your quiet times with them. If you're spending quiet time in the presence of God and you're journaling about it, share those quiet times or what God is revealing to you with your children. Let them know how God is speaking to you. Don't just walk with God. Share your journey with them. Don't hide your journey. Say things to your children like, let me tell you what God revealed to me today in my quiet time. Let me tell you what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. This sends a message that dad has a relationship with God, not just pursuing a religion. Let them know that relationship you have with God is real, so God becomes believable. I want them to know that I'm spending more time in the presence of God than I do even in their presence. This sends the message that my relationship with God is more real than even my relationship with them. See, it's not about me becoming the greatest dad in their eyes. I just want to make God believable to them. Here's number five. Be consistent in your walk with God. Be consistent in your walk with God. Become the most reliable, trustworthy person that they know. Don't be a roller coaster Christian, constantly going up and down in your relationship with God. Because if you stay on a roller coaster too long, it would eventually make you sick. And guess what? Your kids will eventually become sick of you and your God. So ask yourself, what do your kids consistently see in your walk with God? Do they see a rock? Or do they see a roller coaster? If your children made a list of the most reliable, God-fearing, committed, passionate, trustworthy Christians that they know, would you make their top three on their list? Now, I don't know about you, but personally, I think number three is too low. I want to shoot for number one. You should be number one on their list. At least that's my goal with my family. Ask yourself, how consistent are you in your walk with God? The truth is, you can't consistently lead anyone if you're consistently off track. Here's number six, become their go-to listener. Let me say that again. Become their go-to listener, meaning become the safest place for your children to share what they're going through in their life without judging, without solving, or without shaming them. Because children will always listen to those who listen to them. So make sure you're listening to them. Listen to them so when you speak, they're more inclined to listen to you. Because how can you tell them about God if you don't listen to their questions, concern about God, and how God is impacting their world? The goal is to always keep the lines of communication open with your children and your family. So even as they get older, they won't soon depart from it. And finally, number seven, pray and fast without ceasing. Pray and fast without ceasing. When I say pray, pray for your children. Pray with your children, and even take prayer requests from your children. Humble yourself and ask your kids to pray for you, even if they don't know how to pray. Now, I fast and pray for my family every Monday, and I plan to continue that for the rest of my life. And I don't just pray for my children, I pray for their souls. I pray for four things when it comes to my children, including my wife, and that's their identity in Him and knowing who they are in Christ, their intimacy with Him and how much they're loved and desired by God. I pray for their authority through Him, how much power they have through the power of the Holy Spirit, and I pray for their healing and their wholeness from God, who will touch, redeem, and reassure them in their heart. I believe if I pray this way faithfully and consistently without ceasing for them, I believe my family will eventually choose to give their life to Him. Now, I know others will tell you that having family devotionals, going to church together, sending your kids to vacation Bible school, or sending them to a Christian school, that all that stuff will lead them to Christ. And I'm not telling you that it won't. That stuff is good. All those things are good. And you should do them. But when it comes down to it, our children have a better chance of accepting God as their Father if they see something of God in their Father first. So I want you to lead by example first. Because real men don't just love their families. They lead their families. So that's a Real Men check-in for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button, and may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, stay connected, because real men connect, but most importantly, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.